Sports Day for Kia.
The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed. And Toolkit Depot, the ultimate range of top brand tools, equipment and workwear. Toolkitdepot.com.au.
Welcome back to Sports Day, and we kick off this hour with Richard Garcia, our Perth Glory coach. G'day, Richard. How are you going, mate?
Not too bad. Thanks, guys.
Now, I've got an SMS here from Phil. He says, is Daniel Sturridge playing this weekend? I said, well, I'll ask the coach.
No, we're going to continue with the plan and getting fit and try and get him up to speed and make sure that we do the right thing by Daniel and make sure that he's ready to play full football.
Has he had any setbacks, Richard, or is it just precautionary?
No, it's more just gaining fitness. He's sort of in the midst of a pre-season, so, you know, it's sort of, you don't really want to send a player out without doing a semi-pre-season, and that's what we're in the middle of doing now, you know, trying to work him hard while he's over here and get him up to speed so that, you know, he can get back into full games as soon as possible.
Without him, you've been more than competitive, but only 1 point to show so far from the two games. What's been your summary across the first two?
I think, you know, we're definitely a team who has been without competitive games in the pre-season. Obviously, not being able to travel has been a hard part for us in pre-season. But, you know, the improvement from the first week to last week was a massive one. So it was a big leap and, you know, we're heading in the right direction and the guys are starting to take on board what we want. Very pleased with the way we're progressing. Now it's about, you know, taking the results when we put in those performances.
Well, let's face it, you were ripped off. Have you had any response? It needs to get better. Have you had any response around that scenario? I mean, are we going to see a situation where the technology is better or at least used in these sorts of scenarios? Because we can't have that sort of stuff unfolding, to be perfectly honest, in your game.
Oh, I definitely agree. I think it's something that definitely needs to improve. The technology is there. It's about having the amount of cameras that you need at a game and to use it well. And I think that's probably something that we need to get better as a league, is to either invest in that technology or you know, find a way to use it more efficiently.
Richard, any update on Brandon O'Neill and how he's going with his partner?
He keeps giving us updates that she's ready to go, but I think that's more his excitement on both the baby and a possible chance to get back out there and play. But I think it's a hard situation for himself. You know, he wants to be there for the birth of the first baby, and for us it's also a difficult one, not being able to have him fly in and out. You know, we're sort of stuck here and really can't have people flying in and out.
Are we talking about a C-section here, Richard, or a natural birth? Because I must say, my wife got rushed in for an emergency C-section. We were in and out and had our daughter Emily, and there was this poor lady who was laying there on one of those round rubber balls when I went in, and when I came out she was still laying there, and she was laying there for the next half a day.
I think they have investigated everything. I think, you know, they've left it in the hands of the doctor. So, I'm sure it'll come either way. So I wish them the best with that.
Now, we've got to keep our sense of humour, because for you, you're going to have to, what looks like, endure a fairly lengthy road trip. Do you know exactly what it looks like? Because I was reading some articles this week that you may well be on the road until something like January 15.
It could virtually end up that way. At the moment, we're looking into areas and in ways that we could possibly get back into WA. At the moment, you know, we've got to be out of Victoria for 2 weeks, and we're looking into possibly trying to move into Queensland to get an exemption to be in a bubble sort of situation in Queensland, and then hopefully get these guys back for Christmas. So that they can spend some time with their family, because it looks like at this point we probably will be on the road. We'll probably be back on the road on the 1st of January, and then, you know, who knows when we'll be allowed back in again. So that's sort of, you know, something that's playing on the group's minds a little bit. They're sort of, you know, they've really accepted the challenge of being over here, but it's always hard when you don't know what's coming in the future.
Just got to get those first 3 points against Melbourne Victory, hopefully. And look, you should know them pretty well. A lot of players that you would have coached that have gone across to the Melbourne Victory. What have you found across their start? Two games, two wins. Of course, Tony Popovich is the new coach there, and he started pretty well.
Yeah, they've had a great start to the season. You know, and in games that probably could have gone either way, which is fantastic for us. You know, I think the way we're growing and the way we're getting better and better every week is a real positive. So, you know, we'll be looking to get that 3 points against them on Sunday.
So knowing his style and knowing a few of the players, is that helpful or is that sometimes a bit of a hindrance when you go into a game like this?
Look, I think, you know, they probably know just as much about us as we do about them. So it works both ways. I'm sure it'd be a great game and, you know, it's one that we're looking to win.
And having a look at the next couple of games, I know that you don't like to look too far ahead, but you've got Melbourne City following in the next 3 days on the Wednesday, and you did say that you do have to get out of Melbourne. When you're in that environment over there in Victoria, are you restricted in what you can do? Is that just part of what it looks like whilst you're in there for those next few days?
At the moment, we don't really have the restrictions. I think we're putting the restrictions on ourselves to make sure that we are doing everything possible for the boys to be able to, you know, have an opportunity to get back home for Christmas. And that means, you know, the guys sticking close to the hotel and being sensible when they're out and about, that, you know, they are, you know, wearing masks and making sure that they're following all protocols. So it's something that we have spoken to the boys about and making sure that they're in the best mindset to be able to perform as well as give us the best opportunity to be able to get home.
And there's so much focus on Daniel Sturridge and when he's going to be playing for the Perth Glory. What about the rest of the group? Is there any other fitness concerns with the rest of the group? Are they all ready and raring to go?
No, look, we've had an injury to Brad Jones, so that's a hard one to take. You know, Brad pulled up sore and has hurt his calf. So we'll be out for a little while with that one. So we've brought in another goalkeeper in Nick Soros, a young guy from Sydney. So he'll join us to come in. But other than that, the squad's looking not too bad. We've still got the likes of Andy Keogh, who's back in Perth, and a few others that are left back in Perth. So we're looking pretty good when we get back from this road trip that, you know, everyone will be back and fit and firing.
And it was only a couple of weeks ago that you took on Melbourne Victory. And I know that you fielded a really young side and you lost in penalties. It was a great competitive match. Hayes and I were sitting here at Sports Day watching that game unfold. Were you reasonably satisfied with what the young blokes dished up that night?
Definitely. I think for their first appearance, it was excellent. You know, that's something that we've always maintained, is that we want to try and give these guys a chance and make sure that they have an opportunity to show what they're made of. And they definitely did that the other night. They were exceptional, I thought, and especially for their first hit out. As a lot of those guys were, you know, under the age of 18. So that's a fantastic effort from those young guys. And it's credit to not only the youth team coaches in our system, but also to those players that are really, you know, starting to take those chances and starting to believe in themselves.
Richard, life without Diego Castro has been such a big part of the offence of this team for so long. Is there an adjustment period with not having him out there now?
There definitely is. I think, you know, Diego is such a fantastic player that, you know, if you take him out of any team, there's going to be an adjustment period. But it's about us finding our new selves and, you know, letting players like Adrian Sardinero and Daniel Sturridge come back into the lineup and get fit. And then we will be a different look, Perth Glory.
Good luck, mate. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thanks, guys.
And that match against Melbourne Victory is going to kick off at 3:45 p.m. on Sunday. So make sure that you tune in. Get behind our Perth Glory for Toolkit Depot. Top brands, ultimate range, pro service. We'll get to Liam Santa Maria next, NBL expert and commentator, to preview the NBL season, which is getting underway tomorrow night.